Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, out here at the Houston Methodist Training Center for Houston Texans Training Camp 2025. We are on the watch for Aziz Alshaer, where we should be sitting down with the defensive signal caller in any time now, so we'll keep our head on the swivel. Until we get there, let's get to our question of the day. It is that time of the day. And so with that, 713-572-4610, let us know, what is a memorable false alarm for you? Because it does seem like that might be what's happening with the New York Jets at their training camp right now up there, as Justin Fields earlier today, we got information, I mean, it was a Shefty bomb of sorts, where it was like, hey, Justin Fields has been carted off the field. And I was like, oh boy, what a nasty place for the New York Jets to be, because that was already a quarterback signing that they were doing in such a way where they're like, all right, he's solid, but we're just kind of going to bide our time, maybe try and do something for next year. And then very early, not even late into training camp, very early, it was looking like, oh man, they might have
carted off.
Carted off sounds like something incredibly serious. Yeah. Aaron Glenn, obviously well known around here, the now new head coach of the Jets, and his availability after practice made it known that it is a toe injury. That could still mean something, but it does feel like...
But they have said it's not going to be... It doesn't look like it's a serious...
Good. Yeah. So, I mean, look, that does feel like we're in very much big false alarm there, because, I started looking at free agent quarterbacks. Do you know who the free agents are right now?
I don't think that I are want out there? To.
All right. How does a Carson Wentz sound to you?
Not great. Not great.
Teddy Bridgewater?
Again, not great.
What about a C.J. Beathard?
Yeah. C.J. Beathard?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Jeff Driscoll?
Yeah. Well, you know what? False alarm.
False alarm. False alarm. Yeah. And so I was like, we've all had that in our lives, a false alarm moment. So 713-572-4610. What is a memorable false alarm moment for you?
Okay, so a couple immediately came to mind, and one of them was me being very, very stupid as a teenager. So
aren't we all?
Do as I say, not as I did. So cut class. When I was a senior in high school, so I was probably 17 years old. I think we bought a couple of six packs of Miller. I think we bought. I remember it vividly because you'll see why in a minute. So we go to Almas Park, a little park there near the high school, and lo and behold, we're just sitting there in a 1976 Mercury Monarch, drinking beer. Park ranger pulls up behind us, and this is a testament to what times used to be as opposed to now. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to jail. Park ranger comes to the window, and you know, we were just sitting there drinking beer, and he goes, hello boys, you mind pouring all that beer out and moving right along?
Oh, he gave you he was nice.
He just made us pour it all out and go back to school.
He was not. You were so close.
Dude, I was so close. I was so close. What's your false alarm?
For me, I mean, I feel like we've all been in this place. The one that immediately came to mind was particularly egregious because I had recently gotten my my car, so I got a new one. And I was going triple digits. I was going triple digits, and I had a accompaniment down the highway.
Yeah.
And I saw, you were talking about whoop whoop, I saw them flashing lights. And I was like, oh, goodness, here we go.
Yeah.
You going that fast, it's you're going to spend a good amount of money. I wasn't the one they got.
Oh, wow.
And I very quickly started putting a governor on the way that I was driving in these streets. So, yeah, that one was very much a false alarm moment for me.